Simin Tofresh Pei and Resh Ayin Zayin. Not to put the nearest next to Shloi Leniach and nearest Samach Lepesach Lel Shabbos. And Shloi Ligrim Kibre Ner, which bet them their Tluim Zebazah, as the Vitesim says, that he's not Masber Simin Tofresh Pei over here, because he's already Masber in Simin Resh Ayin Zayin. We saw in the Gemara, that there's really three Purushim in the Gemara that says that you're not supposed to put a Ner Me'achari Adeles. So there's the Raf, Rashi, and the Ri. Is the Chash that if you're going to put a Me'achari Adeles, so when you open up the door, the wind is going to blow it out, either the wind from outside or the wind that's caused by the door? Or is the Pshat that the Karban Asanel says the second Pshat, that it's the wind caused by the door? The truth is that the Rivosh already says it with Das Rashi, the Rishonim already says it with Das Rashi. The second Pshat is the Raf that says we're scared that when the door is going to open, it's going to smash against the Neris and it's going to put them out. And the third Pshat is that the Ri's Pshat that the chashash is that you're going to have, it's talking about that you put the nearest on the door, and when you open up the door, you cause the shemen, which is on the delos, which is attached to the delos, to move back and forth, and that's a gram kiboy v'havar. The Torah over here brings down the Rabbeinu Shmuel that says that it's not a problem, and the Mechaber quotes in Siman Tov Rishpei, he says that you're not supposed to put the nearest on the delos. It says you're not supposed to put the nearest on the delos. However, yesh mishamater. There are those that are mater that you could put on the delos. Now, who is this yesh mishamater? The pashmas of yesh mishamater is Rabbeinu Shmuel that we saw in the Torah. Rabbeinu Shmuel says that there's no problem to put the nearest on the door. Even oil candles, there's no problem to put it onto the door because it's a davar shein miskaven. He says lachor it's not shayach to have kibui v'havara. Kibui v'havara. However, even if you want to say there is shayach to have kibui v'avar with the oil moving around, it's a davashin miskaven, it's not considered segregation. The pasuk is that's what the yesh mishamater is. And that's what the Berurah Gerla says the yesh mishamater is. However, if you look at the goyin, and this is the Sharatzion brings down, Sharatzion by us, the Tafresh Pei brings down the goyin says a different shot, that the yesh mishamater is the Rosh quoting the Arach. The Arach Shita is that segregation the lady Yichale is mutar lechatchila. Famous Tesis in Ksuvis, the Avav Avralev. That segregation the leinichale is mutar lechatchila, and leinichale doesn't mean specifically that it's leinichale, even leichbasle, as long as you don't care, that's the seder. But mainly in such a case, certainly it's leichbasle, you don't want the oil to move back and forth, doesn't make any difference to you, and therefore it would be mutar lechatchila. The only thing is that lechura, the yesh mishamater is who the Torah brought down. The Torah brought down Rabbeinu Shmuel that it's not that it's not considered a that it's a psikration, just psikration leinichale is mutter. He says it's not considered a psikration b'chol. Mashmoyt is that it's not a psikration, the fact that the oil moves back and forth. You have to say that. It means to say that it's not considered a psikration because it is a hagam that be'et b'metzias is a psikration. However, it doesn't have a din of a psikration because it's a psikration leinichale, which is a little bit more gishmak, because if you're going to learn not that way, then it's going to be machlekes and metzias, whether or not it's psikration. Shama d'ayin l'mayas. It's machlekes and metzias, whether or not it's psikration. Rabbeinu Shmuel says that's not considered psikration. And they hold that it is considered psikration. So what's the machlekes? But if you did, you could say in echonami, it is a psikration, but it's psikration leinichale, and therefore since it's psikration leinichale, therefore it's mutter lechatchila. That's with Tofresh Pei. L'maisa, the Ikar halachas are over here in Resham in Hilchos Shabbos, Resham in Zayim. And what's going to get to us will be this bar here also. The Mechaber says in Sif, Resha in Zayin, Sif Aleph. Ner Shemunach Acher Yadeles, Oster Liftoich Adeles Kedarkoi, Shem Yichaben Aruach. You're not allowed to open the door, Shem Yichaben Aruach. The Makor is the Gemara in Kuf Chofim and Bein, that we saw Ner Shacher Yadeles. There's two shittas whether or not it's mutter to open the door or not. Tana says the mutter liftoich adeles kedarka, and Rav light. Rav says he cursed somebody that opens the door because it's gonna possibly put out the fire. In fact, the Gemara, why did he curse the person that's gonna open up the door? L'chura, because he holds the Rabbi Yehuda that Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter. It is aser l'chura. Rav Shimon holds Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter. So because you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, therefore you're going to curse anybody that holds like Rav Shimon. So the Gemara, no, even Rav Shimon is going to be maskim because Moed Rav Shimon is segregation. The Shaila is,
If Reb Shimon is moedah b'psegresha, so they know man.
So what does the Tana hold? Tana, the person that holds that you're allowed, the first shita that says that you're allowed to open the door, can I get, and even though it might possibly put out the nearest. If it's b'psegresha, there's no shita that holds that by b'psegresha it's mutter. If you hold zavashin and m'skavin is aser, even if it's not b'psegresha, and Reb Shimon holds that it's b'psegresha it's aser, even though it's a davashin and m'skavin. So l'chera, what does the shita hold? L'chera, you can't say that he holds it's not considered b'psegresha because then it's machlokes matzias. Is it segregation or not segregation? The truth is, if you look at the Ritva, the Ritva in one side, Taka says that. He holds that it's not out of segregation. It's not out of segregation. However, the Pasha Sakhara is that it is a segregation. Nevertheless, he holds that it's mutter. And Bechal, the Messias, you could ask really fakir. That according to Rav, what's the Pshat that is considered segregation? There's no way to open up the door that's not going to put out the fire? Pasha Balabatish. Lachara, anytime that you have nearest there, for sure, every time that you open up the door, it's going to put it out. To say that it's segregation? So the Meiri says, this Yisori, that really the Bir Halacha is Mitzayin from Amar Shah, already the Rishayim already said this Yisori. The Meiri says that it's not Mamash of Segresha, it's a Karl of Segresha. I'm going to read the Lashon of the Meiri just because it's very clear what he means to say in this Yisori that he says. He says, V'li nirash min adin mutar liftayach. You're allowed to open up the door, min adin. Why? Kol shema tzernu b'lashon klala. Because any place in Shat that it says a Lashon of Klala, Ratzaloyman. Layat ala poim. So any time when somebody was light, layat ala abay, layat ala rav. Whenever he uses this sprach of layat, ain't a b'mokav iser pashid. Obviously, it's not referring to the fact. It can't be talking about a case that there's a pashid iser. We never find that rav was light on somebody that ate chazer in the morning. Somebody goes to McDonald's eat chazer, layat ala rav. That's pashid. It's also. Tzuris says it's also. So shakol sheyesh by iser pashid ain't b'mokav the klilas chacham. The kamalay b'rav minay. The Torah already told you it's also. I don't need the chacham to tell me. Ela ain klala of makom shein yisur mavur vaheter by matzri fakir. Klala is when ba'etim you can have a heter. It's something which is not clear. It's not clear in the burim that it's for sure asur. Makalan itzai mitzad pirso va'oyz metzah. The reason why Rav was makalim is because it's a pirso. Pir is gedrei shechana nafash. You're going ahead and you're doing something which is very close to isur. Va'oyz metzah, he says. V'sholuloy ve'efter Rav meichenu makala hashem shimon mutal legami. And where does it come to be makal b'chol? According to Shimon's mutter, it's not Shimon's gavin. V'tiris she'af ledas Reb Shimon roi lekalalei she'me'achas shu oyster b'chol she'inu misgavin kol shu psikresho af kol shu b'korom lepsikresho v'shadavar mutter nikar oyster poriz gadav roi lekalalei. Even though, you're right, even though b'etzem it's mutter, according to Reb Shimon, it's not a psikresho, but if I know that when it's a psikresho, it's for sure going to happen, then it's usher even according to Reb Shimon, so anything which is korom lepsikresho is going to be usher also. It's Asr Medina? No, it's not Asr Medina. It's Asr because Rav was light. Rav says that this is so close to Psikresha, don't take chances. Like Russian roulette. You're not supposed to do that. You know what Russian roulette is? You have a barrel of a gun, and there's one bullet. They spin the barrel, and then they shoot. They put it to their head, and then they shoot. It's one out of eight chance. You go bust a rifle. Right? There's no problem to do that. No, that's Azus Metach. One is not supposed to do that. You don't take a chance with something which is so chomer, something which is so close to Issa Daraisa. Then you don't take a chance of opening up the door. It's Karl Lipsy Gratia, not Mamish, it's Karl Lipsy Gratia. The Bir Halacha says that that's the Lashon, is Meduyik in the Lashon of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Shem Yechabeno. The Torah says the same Lashon as Shem Yechabeno. It's not Mamish Lipsy Gratia, it's Karl Lipsy Gratia. It's interesting to note, the Maimon Muzger, that the Mechaber brings down the three Pirushim that are brought down the Rishonim. The Pasha says they're only Chorlik in the Pirush of Gemara, but in Halacha Lamaisa, they all hold, all of them are Chashashis. If you're going to smash the door open, it's going to knock out the nares. If you're going to move the door, it's going to cause the oil to go back and forth. If you're going to open up the door and there's going to be windy, it's going to put out the fire. All three of them are true. However, in the first two, he says that when you open up the door, Shemo Yechabeno, it's Karv Lipsikration. By the third one, he leaves out the Lashon of Shemo. The Mashmoni says that it's Avad Lipsikration. Then it gets shared that what's Machlekes? It's Avad Lipsikration, so then how can it have Machlekes? The Pasha says that it's not Kanav Lipsikration, like the Miri says, and in Akonami, it's not Avad. The Shaila is, what's the reason that Rav is Makal? Because it's Karv Lipsikresha. What's Karv Lipsikresha? Psikresha means, Be'etzem, what is Psikresha? It's a Dover She'inu Miskavin. I'm doing A. I'm opening the door because I want to get into my house. Now, it might cause B to happen. That's a Dover She'inu Miskavin. No, there's a Chiddush that when it's Psikresha, it's for sure going to happen. Then we're Machavish that Psikresha makes it, Rashi says, Ki'ilu as if you're Machavin. That when you do Maisa A and Maisa B is for sure going to happen, it's ki'ilu as if you're Machavin for the Maisa also. Now, that's lechura only in a case where it's for sure going to happen. If it's not for sure going to happen, then lechura it doesn't pass to say that korv lipsik resha, you almost, the guy shot a bullet and it whizzed past his ear. That's it. Layat al aram, then he's chayv misa. He did such a, almost never counts as they say. Lechura, the fact that he never very good that it's almost lipsik resha, lechura korv lipsik resha is not as far to make something awesome. The truth is, this we really handled in the past, and that is that it's totally the lambdas of why psikresha is in the first place. Rashi says the reason why psikresha makes the davarshin miskavin into a iser is because once it's a psikresha, it's for sure going to happen, it's kila as if you're machavin. So the Rosh Hashiva's clear, what does that mean, it's kila as if you're machavin? There's ways, you can be masburn in two different ways. Is it the standard, the classic example of the davarshin miskavin? Is ger mita kisei v'safsul, and it might make a chritz. Somebody's dragging a heavy bench on the ground, and it might make a furrow, may make a furrow in the ground, depending on how heavy it is. So if it's a vada that it's going to happen, then it's also a subsegratio. If it's not a vada it's going to happen, it's a davashin miskavin. Now if it's a vada, it's for sure going to happen. So it's ki'ilu as if I'm mechavin for that maitha. What does that mean, it's ki'ilu as if mechavin? You could be masbrin in one of two ways. Either Hagam that are not being mechavin to make the ditch. Are not being mechavin, trying to get the bench from place A to place B. There's not enough benches in the shul. So I'm schlepping it from place A to place B to get the bench there. I'm not trying to make a furrow at all. So why is the kilo as if mechavin? So one shot is because since automatically, any time you do A, B is going to happen. So there is no A and B. It's all one myself. A includes two different things. There's two parts of A. When I drag a bench, I'm doing two things. I'm dragging a bench and I'm making a furrow. It's not two different things. It's all one thing. Was I mechavin to do this maisa? Yeah, I was mechavin to do this maisa. And this maisa includes two different things. That's one possibility. The second possibility in segregation, the reason why it's considered as mechavin, is no, there is two maisa. There's maisa A, dragging a bench. Maisa B, making a furrow, making a ditch in the ground. Automatically, when I do A, if B is going to happen, then it's ki'ilu as mechavin for B also. As mechavin for A, and as mechavin for B also. Because I know for sure it's going to happen. So you can't tell me I wasn't mechavin for that. You know that it's going to happen. If you know that it's going to happen, when you do this maisa, you're being mechavin that two things are going to happen. A is going to happen and B is going to happen. According to the first pshat, there is no A and B. B becomes part of A since it's always going to happen. I was mechavin for A. And the second pshat is no. There's A and B. And it's mechavin also for A and also for B. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is going to be in korv lipsikresha. If the vart is that since it always happens, it's ki'ilu as if it's nichlal in my mice of A, that's only if it always happens. But if it happens, like Lashon of the Ritzvan Yuma says, Lamadal and Mebez, called the efshur b'shum tzad b'loim alava le'chash lipsikresha. The Ritzvah says that if it's possible, one in a million chance, that's not going to happen, that's not lipsikresha. That's the Lashon of lipsikresha, he says. Segregation means you chop up a head, he can't live. There's never a case that you're going to chop off the chicken's head and he's going to live. Memela, if it can happen one in a million chance that it's going to live, that's not segregation. So Mela, in a case, if the vart is that since it always happens, so there are no two maisa here, it's one maisa, because maisa A always includes another chelek, so then that's only if it always happens. But if it's one, if it's karv lip segregation, it only happens 99 out of 100 times, then you can't say it's nechel nes maisa. This doesn't always happen. But if the vart is, since you know that whenever I do A, B happens, so it's ki'ilu as if you're mechavin for that, because you know that it's going to happen. So it has to be that it's going to happen 100 times out of 100 times. Let's say it happens 999,999 times out of a million times. You're not going to be mechavin for that? You know good and well it's going to happen. The chances are less than you winning the New York lottery. You know, there's no chance that it's... You know there's one in a million chance, for sure. But a person's not thinking that's going to happen. For sure he's mechavin. Even in a case where it's 99%. So, Evazeh Lechura would be totally in how you learn the lumbness of Segratio, whether or not Segratio, Kenzan, even Segratio would be Asr Mi'ikar Adin, according to this. However, the truth is Segratio, Karvel Segratio, is Karvel Segratio Asr Mi'ikar Adin or not? The Mashmois from this Me'iri is before that it's not. The Me'iri says that we're Makalo the person, he was Makalo them, as Az Metzach. Dainu, it's Adin the Rabbanan. Chazal were makalim. Midar Rabbanan. Korv lipsik resha, the pashtus is not an iser deraisa. And that's all the Shir. The Levi says that. He says, Reisi toyim bazeh, he says, that in Chela Gimel, the end of Shuvah Mem Aleph, end of Sivkan Gimel, He says, Hagam Shirisi Kareem Bazeh, it's a question that it's only Issa Darabana, it's not Issa Daraisa. And Rishlam Zalman names on the same way, and Chorich Mufurish like that way in this Meir, that's talking out Issa Daraisa. This Indian of Karvim Psikresha comes up, Kama Paman, we saw it ourselves already a few times. We saw it with regard to sticking a knife inside of a barrel, making a hole, Karvim Psikresha. We saw it in the Shin Chav Ches, with the suppository that the Mishnah Berurah says that it's carved lipstick ratio. This case is according to this, Lachara, there's no Isuri Daraisa, there's only Isuri Darabana that we're handling when it's carved lipstick ratio. And to mention Chaf also, Lachara brought it down. It says in Kufnun Aleph, Shin Chav Chesim in Kufnun Aleph. Psila Atzuri Mechel Vaburiyas, a Minayar Vashayad Dvarim, Vetami Sur Mishum Da'aydi Dimamash Mishum Kama Pomim Lapsum Haiti. The person sticks it in and out, takes it in and takes it out many times. Korv Levade Shiyashir Atzar. Korv Levade. What's Korv Levade? Secret Shasim Yvade, it's not Korv Levade. Korv Levade means that it's a suffix secretion. It's a carbon secretion. Carbon secretion is usher. The pasuk is it's only usher midrabanan. Does the pasuk have a gzeira after that? Maybe yesh lahein. But lechero, it's telling these two pirushim of how you understand secretion. Now this halacha of opening the door, depending on how you understand, the Mishnah Berurah says that according to the Pirish, that says that you're sticking them on the back of the door, and by moving the door back and forth, it causes the oil to move from place to place. So it says that's only a problem when you have oil candles. But if you have wax candles on your door, then there's no problem, because there's no oil there. So there's no problem. Now, he says, however, in a case where you're going to open the door in a way which is going to cause it to go out, that's a problem. Now, what happens when you open up the door, and this will happen anytime? For sure this is going to happen. Anytime you open up a door, unless you open it extremely slowly, the flame itself is going to get smaller or bigger. It's going to get, anytime that you move a flame, it always gets smaller or bigger, depending on exactly the scenario. Is that a problem of Havar Nikibui? So the Chorda Mashmoy says from this Mishibui, it's not a problem. He says in Sefkar Nechaz, if you're scared it's going to go out totally, then it's a problem. It's not going to go out totally, it's just going to get bigger and smaller. Then it's not a problem. The Shaila is, why is it not a problem? So the Aruch HaShulchan is mistaken to this by us. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, even though, he's talking about closing a window. And he says, there's no problem to close a window. He says, even though when you close the window, we see that the flame changes. He says, that's nothing. That doesn't take up any more. That doesn't use up any more fuel. It doesn't make it's a change in the flame itself, but it doesn't change any fuel. Rosh Hashanah says the same thing as Shmish HaMaskachasa. His lashon is, he says, the leslan b'mashe p'sichas ha'delas garemes lehivuv, kolorimar la'aliya v'yirida shal alahava, im omnam ina garemes lehavari yaseir shal Hashem and Hashem, rakashini tzuris alahava. If all it does is cause the flame to change, then there's no problem. As long as it doesn't use up any more oil. The Shaila is, how do you know it doesn't use up any more oil? There's another psak halacha, this is maybe Mornegea, with regard, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, with regard to somebody that has a gas flame on. And he has this pot on his gas flame, and he wants to take some of his chalent on Shabbos. But if he takes some of his chalent on Shabbos, he's not going to be able to put it back on because his flame is not covered. So what does he want to do? He wants to put down a blech on Shabbos. Now what's going to happen when you put down the blech on Shabbos? Your flame is going to move. The flame which is going straight up now is going to move. Anytime that you move a pot around on a flame, it's going to cause it to move. You pick up the pot, it's going to cause the flame to change shape. If you're going to move it to the side, if you're going to put something down on top, it's going to cause it to change the flame to change shape. Is that a problem or not? So the Shema Zalman, that's not a problem. Causing a flame to change shape is not a problem at all. That we understand good and well. Because you have gas that's coming out, and the same amount of gas is coming out no matter what you're doing. No matter what you're putting on top of it, the same amount of gas is putting out. Just the flame, the size of the flame, or the shape of the flame is changing. However, where you don't have a gas flame, where you have oil, where you have a wax candle, and you move it around, and the flame gets bigger and smaller, l'chura, the bigger the flame, the more oil it burns up. The smaller the flame, the smaller it is. The
what you see that that's Matthias Batam. If you see with Hanukkah, especially with these colorful candles that they sell for the big flame, it goes down in a second. The smaller flame, you have much longer time. So I don't know what the Matthias is Batam to say that it doesn't change, that it's not going to change the thing. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is not going to have a problem. The Mincha Shabbos, the Kesef Shochem says the same thing. Says the Shochan, he says, he divides it from the Sugi. He says, I'll prove to you that there's no problem of changing the size of the flame because they're only Choshesh that maybe it's going to put, when you open the door, it's going to put out the fire. Why aren't they Choshesh anytime they open up the door that it's going to cause this flame to change? He says, Elamai, that's not a problem. But he brings down to the Mincha Shabbos. The Mincha Shabbos says you have to be careful. Don't let your kids go flying by on the Bimba Kef, pass by the candle, because when you run by a candle, you walk by quickly, it's going to cause the flame to move up and down, and that's a problem. The Bachacha over here says, Neish Lavrom, the Bachacha, he says, he's careful not to shakel next to a candle, because in the olden days it was mamashna game, because every shtender had a candle on it. They had to be able to see. But you didn't shakel next to a candle, you want to daven next to the nearest. Right? The wife lights the nearest, then she wants to daven next to the... Don't shakel too fast, because you're going to shakel, then the wind is going to win. So they bring down that in the Hanami, I think Rosh Hashanah and others, say that midos chasidusu that wasn't mikra din and lamais that lachur mavur in this mission of bura meizatam shiye yech shiye meizatam shiye. It's not, I don't have a clue. I don't know if I say why the Aruch Hashulchan and Shlomo Zalman and the Ksetz Hashulchan Reb Chaim Noh, they're not masbir lamais or why it's not a problem, but they lachur mavur in the mission of bura. Mission of bura says the only chash is that maybe it's going to go out, but kolkama that it's not going to go out, and lachur there's no problem even to pass by to. Even if it's going to cause the flame to move around, that's not a problem. Now, what is the chash? The chash is if you use oil candles. If you use oil candles, so the Olam had a lot of trouble understanding what the Matthias is. If you have oil candles, the chash is that when you move, in those days, how did they have a candle? They had a cup that had oil inside, and they had a wick, not a floating wick, a wick which was sticking out in the oil, out of the oil, and was lit. Now, if you move the cup that has the oil inside, and the oil goes back and forth, then it could be a kibui and havar. How could it be kibui and havar? What's the kibui and havar? It's burning the entire time. Where's the kibui and havar? So I thought pshat is that when you move it back and forth, so then how come when you light a candle, when you light a wick, the whole wick doesn't just burn up? So the answer is it will, unless there's something preventing it from burning up. If you have oil there, something which is wet, preventing it from burning up, so it can't go down any further. Or if you have a floating wick, so then it can only go to a certain amount. But in a chlami, at the end of the day, if it burns up all the oil, then it's going to burn the wick also. For those that burnt their wicks after Hanukkah, that's what happens, all the wicks burn. So now, when you move the oil, you move the kli that has the oil inside, if the oil moves like a wave and goes up the wick, so then what's going to happen is it's going to cause the flame to get smaller. Because once there's liquid there, it can't burn the liquid. No matter what the liquid is, even if it's oil, it's not going to burn the oil. It's going to, you could put out a fire with oil also. And it will burn the wick which is holding the oil, but it's not going to, when you move the oil closer to the flame, it's going to put out the flame a little bit, it's going to make it smaller. And if the oil goes further away from the flame, so the flame will get bigger. And the flame, because there's nothing preventing it from burning. So lechera, if the oil gets closer to the top of the wick, then it's a kibui. And if it gets further away, it's a havara.
Lechera. Soap,
what?
The wick is soaked.
That's a very good question. I have no answer to that question. The wick is soaked and nothing's going to change in that 1 second, lechera.
The kibui would.
What?
The oil touches the flame.
Oh, so the kibui it might, but the other way, lechera, it won't. As a matter of fact, it's mefurish that way in Yerushalmi, according to those that say that. Yerushalmi is talking about a case. Gemara Pasuk was talking about a case where there was no oil bechlal, it was just the wick which was soaked in oil and was burning. And it was burning without a problem. You could have a wick which is soaked in oil which is burning without a problem. I don't have an answer to that question. The problem with my pshat is, though, that it's mefurish not that way. Lachur. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkat and Vav that when the V'yavar l'kibui, how do you have kibui? She yisrachik tas Hashem in shevener me'apsila. When the oil goes further away from the psila, then it's a kibui. According to what we were saying, when it gets closer to the psila, it's a kibui. And he says, what's considered a havara? Or to get closer to the ner, exactly fakir from what we said.
The only explanation that I was able to come up with is that you're right. The wick gets, the Messias is like we said. When it gets closer to the top of the wick, the flame gets smaller. When it gets smaller, it's going to burn for longer. There's more of a havara going on, because by making the flame smaller, then you're causing the wick to burn for longer. The same way that if you take out oil, if you have a cup of oil that's burning, and you take out a spoonful, you're chayav mishum kibui, because it's going to go out earlier. If you're gurim that it's going to have a bigger flame, then it's going to go out earlier. That's kibui. If you're gurim that it has a smaller flame, then it's going to burn for longer. That's havar. Aside from that, I have no pshat. Anybody that can tell me a pshat, I'm willing to hear. Sai v'sai, however you're going to learn, the betzias bizmanenu, if a person lights a candle with a floating wick, which is how most people light, or they use wax candles, or then in such a case, where it possibly happens is by a tea light. You could have such an issue. But if a person lights with oil, and he uses a floating wick, then there's no chash that anything is going to happen, because the wick floats. It's called a floating wick because it floats with the oil. So no matter how you're going to, the oil is going to move back and forth, there's no problem because the wick is going to constantly move on top of the oil. It's not a problem. It's all the Shevet Alevi says that way, Lehedya. And he says, and where's the Nafkamina La'alach L'maisa? Can you move a table that Hashem is near on it? Somebody just asked me. This came up very much when you get to Hanukkah. When you get to Hanukkah, people light by the doorway and they want to close the doorway on Shabbos. So after half an hour, you don't want to leave the door open for such a long time. The window, the hulu. Two people asked me, they came on Shabbos morning. They want to know. They saw their neighbors lit with their Hanukkah lift. They came back 20 minutes later, whatever it was. They were half an hour later and the table was gone. The table was gone. This was gone. Everything became a bust. It's b'chlal. How can you move this? With the table? What's going on? You let him move the stuff? So Shabbos, there's many different shabbos when you get to Hanukkah. B'chlal. But if you're masna for sure, after half an hour, there's no problem to move it. If you use the floating wick, then al kiboy and havar, there's no problem. If you have your licht on the table, and your table is not a basis, why is your table not a basis? Because you had heter on the table also coming into Shabbos. You had your chalas on the table coming into Shabbos. Whatever it was, your table was set coming into Shabbos. Therefore, your table had heter on it and iser, the nearest, and dvarim shel heter. Mainly, your table never became a basis. There's no problem to move the table with the neiris when the neiris are lit, because you don't have a problem with mukta and you don't have a problem with kibbeh v'avara if you're using a floating wick, because there's no problem with the oil moving back and forth because it's not a there's no kibbeh v'avara going on. Now the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah already mentioned such a thing in Sif Gimel. It sounds like even when they didn't have these type of wicks, if you do it very very slowly, and there's a possibility to do it even without. You have to be very, move it very slowly. Even when you have the type of wicks that they have, in other words, let's say you light with tea lights, or you light with these solid types of wax, they have solid oil.
Congealed oil,
thank you. That when you light it, then it melts. And now you're left with oil at the end, and you don't have a floating wick. There you would have theoretically the same problem. Nevertheless, in Sif Gimel, at the end of in Sif Kaf and Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, still you're allowed to move the table if it's not a basis, as long as you move it very slowly. Then it shouldn't be a psik ratio. Certainly, it's a davar shein miskaven. It's not a psik ratio, and therefore it's mutter. That's with halacha l'maisa with regard to moving table and things like that. It's only when it's a psik ratio it's a problem. Now, there's interesting. That the Mishnah Berurah over here, we saw in Tefresh Pei, the Mechaber brought down the Yesh Mishamater. That when you to put Neiris in the back of your door, Yesh Mishamater, those are Matar that it's Mosher. Over here, it doesn't bring down a Yesh Mishamater. What's happened? Says the Prima Gazan Tefresh Pei, there's a difference over there, it's talking about Hanukkah. Hanukkah, it's a psikresh leinichalei. You don't want your Neiris to go out early. So therefore, like the Gain said, that's the Yesh Mishamater, like the Arach, the psikresh leinichalei is Mosher. Over there, you don't want your Neiris to go out, psikresh leinichalei. However, over here, maybe it's nichalei. Maybe you want the nearest to go out, so you should be able to have more nearest, so you should have more oil after Shabbos. There's no din that has to light for a certain amount of time. The whole Indian of nearest Shabbos is Mishum Shalom Beiso. You shouldn't bang into things. Look how you want to live. It's not Muchach. You could always go to sleep. As opposed to Hanukkah, there's a din that it has to be for half an hour. Kol Kamda, it's going to go out in half an hour. Then you have a problem. So what's going to be if it's more than half an hour? You put in oil that's going to last more than half an hour. And a charam, you have a chash. You have the same chash. You wouldn't have the yesh mishamater in such a case. If you daft want that it should last for longer, then in a charam you wouldn't have that heter. Now there's a summer question over here, and that is another mukta shayla. And this is also very negi halacha l'maisa. And that is, the Mechaber says that the only issue that we have when you have neiris on the back of the door is dafka with regard to kibui v'avar. However, there's no problem with muktzah. The shayla is, why is there no problem with muktzah? You hung muktzah on the back of your door becomes a basis. And the basis, the halacha of a basis is that it gets the same halachic status as the muktzah which was put on top of it. And therefore, l'chor, there's no way for you to open your door on Shabbos, regardless of whether or not you're using floating wicks, or using regular wicks, or using candles. Forget, you don't have a problem with kibbutz v'avar, you have a problem with muktzah, you can't open your door. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is, he said already in the Yerushalayim, that the Torah said, that it's not a problem with buses. It's bottle to the bais, and it's not bottle to the ner. What is that? What does it mean, it's bottle to the bais, not bottle to the ner? Shaz, what's the vart of buses? The Ran says, you say the buses, in Perik Bamatim, he says the vart of buses is that it's mishamish to the muktzah. Anytime that you put down muktzah, you have a plate, and you decided that you're going to put your change from your wallet on the plate for Shabbos. That means the plate is being mishamish the muktzah for Shabbos. So mamela becomes tuffle to the muktzah. So a basis is always when it's being mishamish the muktzah. It's tuffle to the muktzah because it's being mishamish the muktzah. I'm only here for the muktzah. I'm here to hold the muktzah. So forget the same thing. You have a wallet that has money inside. It's mishamish the muktzah. So it becomes tuffle to the muktzah. Mamela, in a case where it's, you have a basis which is not mishamish to the muktzah, the Gemara in Nonalas talks about, then in such a case, in a chanami, you're going to, the heter is not going to become a basis. Mamela, in a case of a door, why do we have a door? The door is here to be mishamish the muktzah? No. The door is here to be mishamish the house. The door is here, so you should have a way to open and close the door. Even if you have no muktzah here, even if there was no ever any muktzah, you would still have a good reason to have the door. A table can become a basis because the table is made to put things on. Sometimes you put a heter, sometimes you put an iser. A door is not made to put things on. A door is made to open and close. You could also hang things on the back of the door, but that's not what it's made for. Therefore, it's a davar chashiv bifnei atzmai, and it's tuffle to the house. It's not here to be mishamish the muktzah. The muktzah is just hanging on top of it, but it's not here to be mishamish the muktzah. Memela doesn't get the din of a basis. However, it's not so pashtun. Yerushalmi Taka says that it does have a din of basis. And the Bir Alach over here brings down the Yerushalmi, and he says it's not so pashtun over here. Why should not be? He says, Ulamai Tatarachim. Blives the Bir Alach at the end of the day. He blives Tarachim. What's the episode over here? The Mechaber doesn't say that there's any problem. Chor Yerushalmi, it's mefurish. The only time that it's mutter is if you forgot them. But if you put them there on purpose, then it comes to buses. Lamais Tzarafim. However, in the Mishnah Berurah, it says them lahakol, and that's how certainly the place can go. That it's not a problem of buses because it's better we say that it's being mishamish. The Pashas of the Bavli, from the fact that the Bavli does not mention anything about this. The Pashas of the Bavli is that it's not a problem. And therefore, like the, for the Torah of the Yerushalayim, like the Mishnah Berurah says, because there to be mishamish other things. However, accordingly, there would be no problem to hang a pocketbook or something else which is muktzah. Pocketbook maybe in and of itself is a basal davar, asal davar mutter. But anything that you want to hang on, any muktzah that you want to hang on the back of the door, you have a lot of many people here. They have these hooks that you could hook onto the top of the door, and you hang on things on top of the hook. Anytime you want to hang muktzah on top of the back of the door, you're allowed to open the door in Shabbos without a problem. The shaila is, though, what's the story with the door of a refrigerator and a freezer? Freezer more problematic than a fridge. Generally, the things in your fridge are not muktzah. In your freezer, then there gets to be problems with muktzah. Raw meat is muktzah. Now, the door of a freezer, they make the door in an oifin that there is place to put food. Every door of a freezer, kemat, except for the big freezers, but a fridge freezer, just about any freezer, has a place on the freezer door that you should be able to put food. That means that the door wasn't just made for the freezer to open and close. The door is made also, they fashioned it in a way that it's supposed to hold muktzah. So can you say over here that it's tuffle to the freezer, and therefore there's no problem of, it has a din of a delis, it's not mishamish the muktzah? What do you mean? You made it here that you should be able to put muktzah on top of it. I don't know for sure. It's not clear. A lot of times they talked about, we saw in Gittelchus Hanukkah, that they put the nearest, they stuck the nearest on the wall. The nearest, if it didn't have a klibachal, They just put them on the wall, and it was made by wax candles, other things that you could do. I don't know if they had something which was mechuvin for that, or they just stuck in a nail and they hung the kli. I don't know if that was made lehedya for that. Here, they made it lehedya in an oifin that it's supposed to hold me. Lamaisa, I think the pashas is stuck in that way, and that's where some zamanu yashav go. I think the pashas is not that way because they made the door to be able to close the freezer and keep everything cold. Now they want to give you the maximum amount of space as possible. So they made the door in a way that they should also be able to have space. It's also, that's the easiest way. You have more things that are at the front of the freezer. So therefore, they fashion it in a certain way. But certainly, that's not what the door is made for. And there's plenty of freezers, just especially the big freezers, that they don't have any door on the side. Because they have drawers. They can pull out everything. Everything with a drawer. Everything is in front of you. They don't have to make a place for food in the door. Certainly, the pashas is the door is meshamish the freezer, and therefore there's no problem. You wouldn't have to take out the meat before Shabbos and move it to a different place. Nevertheless, if you could, certainly you're not mechuyev to. However, there are many scenarios that comes up with inyani muktzah with meat and raw chicken. If you understand that raw chicken is muktzah, which is the pashas, it is mizmanenu, and nobody has raw chicken, nobody eats raw chicken. Then a person has a lot of stuff in the freezer and they want to take out a challah from the freezer, they want to take out a dessert from the freezer, they want to take out other things. To be masader, to be masader your freezer in a way before Shabbos, in general, it doesn't have to be before Shabbos, in a way. Always keep the meat on the, don't put it on the door, keep the meat on the top shelf in the back on the left side, so you know exactly where it is. Therefore you won't have problems of opening up the door, which lamais we have a Yushalmi that says even by a regular door it's a problem. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah seems the Mishnah Berurah to be makel, and the Bir Halachi blives Tzarachin. Why we're not chayshish for this Yushalmi? Second of all, with the door of a freezer, might be more chomer, and lamais from Nisan Kirelat is machmer. Even though I think maybe the Minigayilim is not that way. But Nisan Kirelat is machmer, that with the door of a freezer, where they make it with a place to have mukta on top of it, to have food on top of it, it's more chomer, and therefore the chatchilo, if you could be masadim for Shabbos, Rabbi Yashar says b'chlal with regard to these type of things that even though it doesn't abasad davar asad davar mutter, if you could take it off before Shabbos, take off the car key from the ring of keys before Shabbos, these type of things, even though betam is mutter to be matatul, you're not mechuyev to. Hayor is davar Hashem machmer tavar lebracha. You're not mechuyev to. If you have the yichelus to before Shabbos, matev manoim. Certainly, if it's going to cause you to run into Shabbos or anything else like that, you're not mechuyev to. You can open it up. Open up the door. The mice doesn't become a buses. However, if lechatchila you're being masader your things in the freezer, you might as well be masader in an oifin that you don't have a problem when you open the door. You don't have a problem when you're taking out your food that you're going to move muktzah back and forth. That's with Sif Aleph. Sif Beit. Also, if Sif Hadelas can get a meduro, she craves sas aldelas. If you don't inshamel ruach mitzuyo, avni pasuach can get a mutl sabre veimah mishumachama. The halacha is that if you have a madura, not just a single candle, you have a fire, a full blown fire in the fireplace, and you're going to open up the door, and the door, the wind that comes inside, might possibly cause a fire, might flame the fire, that's a chash etzedaraiso. How do you know it's chash etzedaraiso? Because we're grazed by a ruach she'inu mitsuya, beruach mitsuya. If the wind is blowing, you're not allowed to open up the door. If the wind is not blowing, there's no problem to open the door, says Mishnah. If the wind is blowing, then we're not mechalik what type of wind. We're geizer a ruach metuya, which is not going to cause any havara. It's a ruach she'ena metuya, and therefore you're not allowed to open up the door. Now the shaila is lachur that's a grama. Opening up a door and letting the wind come inside, and that's going to flame the fire. Lachur that's only a grama, and yesh lain lachur we know that by grama generally sugyan sanhedrin ayin zayin that grama is not chayim. Grom is not chayiv, so certainly there's no itzah derais over here. You're not going to be geizer a ruach metzuya at the ruach sheinu metzuya, even if ruach sheinu, because ruach sheinu metzuya in and of itself is only a grom, which is not itzah derais. So the truth is that we didn't see the rest of the Gemara. The Gemara says in daf kufchof amud beis. At the end of the Gemara, oh, shkoyach. Talk about an interesting case. A guy wrote on his, he didn't tattoo. If he would have tattooed the Shem Hashem on his body, then that would be maybe less problematic with regard to a tefillah. He wrote the Shem Hashem on his body. If you let it go, v'nizam nilay tefillas mitzvah, and he has to go for a tefillah. Now, as you go into the water, it's going to be marking the Shem. Is that a problem or not? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, even on the tzad, Says Rabbi Yossi, it's not a problem. Lo'elam yirid v'tarivol kadarkai. What's the reason? The Omar called v'ibadatem es shemom min amokom ahu lo yisasun kein l'Hashem alikechem. Don't do this. Don't be ma'abed l'shem Hashem. Lo yisasun, it says. Asiyuhu da'asur grom ha'shorim. Asiyuhu da'asur and a grom ha'shorim. So we see that b'negeas yisuri da'raiso, even with regard to yisuri da'raiso, it's only asur when it's asiyuhu. But if it's a grom, then there's no yisuri da'raiso. Ebazeh, l'chorei yish la'ayin, whether or not, betarki here, really. First of all, does this din apply also to Hilchos Shabbos? This din of heter grama, does it also apply to Hilchos Shabbos? It's next tomorrow. Very good. Does it apply to Hilchos Shabbos? And second of all, the reason I'm selling back to this is the second of all, is this considered a grama b'chol? Maybe it's not considered a grama, is it considered a ma'aseh b'yadayim? So the truth is, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, there's another Gemara, there's a Gemara in Bava Kama that says that with regard to somebody throws something up and the wind takes it away, with regard to Nezikin, with regard to Ritzicho, so Gemara is machalik there between Nezikin and Ritzicho and Hilchos Shabbos. Gemara says Ki amrin in zerev eruch maseyasai hani mili l'inyan Shabbos the melech machshavas l'asvater aval hocha groma v'almahu v'groma v'nizakim pater. If you throw something up to the wind and the wind blows it away and it's mazik somebody, that's groma v'nizakim, your pater. But again to Shabbos, we find that's the whole melacha of zerev. There is winnowing, you throw up the wheat and the chaff together, and the wind blows away the chaff, the garbage, the stuff which is not edible, and you're left just with the tool, you're just left with the grain. And that's the malacha d'arayis on Shabbos. So we see, l'chor, the Gemara says, v'negeat in Yizakin, it's grom of Yizakin is butter. However, v'negeat to Shabbos, melech machshavas asoter. That was, and what does it mean, melech machshavas? Rashi says, niskaim of machshavtoi, v'nichle v'ruch mesayatoi. So the skema shafter, that's exactly what we wanted to do. So therefore you're chayiv. So her the pashtus is, mashmoyis is that b'negeat to Shabbos, groma is taka potter. Groma is taka chayiv. Only b'negeat to Nezikin is groma potter. B'negeat to Shabbos, zera, that's what you're trying to do. Then groma is going to be chayiv. The problem is, the next gemara in Shabbos, like it says over here, the gemara says, the same way that it says the lashon of asiyah, also b'negeat to being mechik Hashem, it says the same b'negeat to Hilchos Shabbos. Lo yisasa kom alocha. Asiyu the aser grama shari. That the mashmoyis is that also when it gets to melech Shabbos, there is no iser deraisa. There's no iser deraisa when it gets to grama. It's also only asiyu the aser, but grama's mother. La lach la ma'aser we take a pass on that way. Simin shin la medal sif chav beis. The Rama says, the mechaber says that if somebody has a fire, this happened actually this past Friday night. And it's a week ago, Friday night, Hanukkah. I come home from shul and I see a lot of people looking at somebody's deer. What's going on? Something caught on fire from the nearest Hanukkah. And it was clearing, and you see, he has it under control, he doesn't. It's out the window halfway, something is burning. What's going to happen? Lailu was looking. What's going to happen? Should he put it out? Should he not put it out? Could he put it out with a bag of water? So, what's the way to put out a fire? What's the way? One of the ways is you fill up kelim with water. When the fire gets to it, it breaks the kelim and the water goes out. Why can't you just pour water on top of it? Because you're not allowed to put out a fire. So why is this any different? Because of the groma. Says the mechaber, teva she'ochas ba, and that's what happened at the end of the day. I'm not exactly sure what happened, how all of a sudden in 1 second, the fire went out. I don't know if it was from water. I don't know if it was from a bag of water that was next to it, or, but that's what happened. Teva she'ochas ba, or a box that got caught on fire. So the mechaber says, also oitzin mechitza b'chol akelim lahaftik ben adleika. You're able to make a mechitza of kelim that have water inside. Be maftik afilu kli cheres chadashim leim mayim. Shevadi is baku shiel lemadleik. Even though the kelim are going to break, still it's mutter. The gram kiboy mutter. Gram kiboy is mutter. Mishabur the Ramah says b'mokim pseida. Daf b'mokim pseida, which is a big neder. You might select what the Ramah says. Says the bir alocha gram kiboy mutter. Lav dafka kiboy. Do malacha shein tzricha legufa. Like he says in last bir halacha, he quotes the Gemara on Daf Mem that says that it says like the mafik the grama shari mitziv leisasa by malacha tudas the grama shari. The Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah understands, the bir halacha understands, there's no difference between grama of kibui, any grama is mutter benegeya to Hilchos Shabbos. So how come when you throw off something in the wind and the wind takes it away, you're chayev? That the Rosh says because that's not considered a grama, that's the malacha. The malacha of Zerah is, that's the way that you do the malacha. When the Torah asked winnowing, that's what the Torah was asking. There's certain things, for example, the Balamar says that Berer is a malacha shenitzrich legufo. When you take out psoilus from heter, you have peas and carrots, you don't like peas, you take out the peas, he says that's a malacha shenitzrich legufo. Because the malacha that you're doing is taking something that you don't need. So he says, you don't need this pea over here. Ein etzrich legufo. Says, even so you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? You never chayiv from malacha shenitzrich legufo. Because if the Torah gave you a malacha and told you it's one of the lamentest malachas, then I don't care what it is. If malacha shenitzrich legufo can be a kalkal, it doesn't make a difference. The Torah told you, b'hachi chayiv erachmona. That's what the Torah is machayiv. So in a case where this is the oifen of the malacha, then in a chanami, then it's going to be aser. Mamila by zera, certainly things you throw something up into the wind, then that's the oifen of the malacha. That's not considered a grama. That's the oifen of the malacha. Masha'inkin, when that's not the oifen of the malacha, it's just a regular grama, then it's not considered a malacha. So what's considered a grama? How do we define whether or not something's considered a grama, something's not considered a grama? So there's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Zion, it says that somebody that ties up his friend, I guess it wasn't his friend, or it was his friend before the story, and he opens up and there's a dam that's preventing all the water from coming out, and he opens up the dam, and the water comes flying out, and he kills his friend, the Gemara says, he's chayv misa. Well, that's the Maaser Ritzicha. Says the Gemara, "Hani mili b'koyach rishon av l'koyach sheni potter." That's dafka by koyach rishon, not by koyach sheni. What's koyach rishon, koyach sheni? So Rashi over there's a Rashi over there. There's Rashi in Chulin Tazayin, and the Chazal Shem says there's two different perushim. There's two different ways to understand it. One way of koyach rishon means that the dam is right next to the person. As soon as you open it up, the water comes and hits him right away. However, if you put the person far away from the dam, so as soon as you open up the dam, the water goes out, but it doesn't come to the person right away, then it goes somewhere else first before it hits the person, that's koyach hasheni, and that's not a problem. It's not chayv nisa. The other pirush is, what happens is, it could be that the person is right there, but when he opens up the dam, it takes a second, there's air in front, whatever it is, and till the water comes out, it takes a few minutes, then that's considered koyach hasheni. If you open it up right away, it's koyach hasheni. If you open it up and it takes a few seconds, then that's considered koyach hasheni. So mamela, something which happens, for example, when a guy puts a barrel of water in front of a fire, so then he didn't do the mice of the kibui there. Had he knocked over the kli and the water went flying on top of it, that would have been koyche. That wouldn't have been a grama. However, but to put a barrel that has water inside in front of the fire, and the fire is going to burn the barrel, and all the water is going to put it out, then that's considered a grama. That's not mamish or mice, that's considered a grama. And that is what's going to be mutter on Shabbos. So what's the story over here? Says the Rach. The Rach says, with regard to our Gemara, when you open up the door, so then you're paving a way for the air to come in. When you open the door and there's a wind, it has to be that there's some wind going on at the time they open up the door. You open up the door and the wind is there, then you're letting the wind, you're taking away, there was something that was preventing the wind from coming into the house. And by opening up the door, you're allowing the wind to come inside. What's the difference if you're allowing water to go over on top of the friend, or you're allowing wind to come in and put out the fire? That's not considered a grama. That's considered the ma'isa malacha. That's the ma'isa malacha, and then memeli you're going to be mechuyev. How is this all negeya? It's negeya to understand the halacha, why it's aser. But it's also very negeya to Shabbos clocks. With regard, what's the source using Shabbos clocks and Shabbos? There's three nidayin with regard to using Shabbos clocks, and we'll be able to finish soon. There's three nidayin to be able to use Shabbos clocks on Shabbos. One of them is setting it before Shabbos. Is there a problem setting it before Shabbos? Second one is changing it on Shabbos. And third one is changing it on Shabbos where there's no problem of changing it. Is there a problem of muktzah to move the little pieces up and down? Are those pieces muktzah or not? When you get to the first shayla of using a Shabbos clock on Shabbos, there's really also an ischalak lishnayim. There's two nidanim of whether or not there's a problem of using a Shabbos clock on Shabbos. The first one is the famous Muki Yosef in Bava Kama. The Gemara says that Eish Mishum Chitov, that the reason why when somebody lights something in his house and the fire goes spreads and burns down his friend's palace, the reason why it's Chayiv is because Eish Mishum Chitov. Even though I didn't do it, I just lit the fire, but I sent my so it's like sending out an arrow. All I did was shoot the arrow. And yeah, you shot the arrow and went flying somewhere else. You lit the fire and went flying somewhere else. So it's kilo when it burns down, it's kilo as if you're doing it. If
it's kilu as if you're doing it when you light the fire. How do you light a light Shabbos left on Erev Shabbos? Says, how is the lady allowed to light Shabbos left on Erev Shabbos? When you light it, your kavan is that it should burn for the entire Shabbos, or as long as some part of Shabbos. Now, if you're telling me every time that the fire burns, it's kilu as if I'm sending my chitim, so then it's kilu as I'm doing a ma'isa. That's my ma'isa. So it's kilu I'm doing a ma'isa of burning, of lighting a fire on Shabbos, he says. The same way that when I light a fire and it burns somewhere else, you're telling me that's my ma'isa. So when I light a fire and 20 minutes later on Shabbos, it's still burning. That's my ma'isa. As a effect in Mugi Yosef. So it's not shver. Why is it not shver? Because Esh Mishum Chitzov means that it's like an arrow. It's your ma'isa, but when did the ma'isa happen? At the beginning. Your ma'isa at the beginning, where Mitzyachas, the burning down of his Gadish, to your ma'isa 20 minutes earlier. But Mela, when it burns on Shabbos, you did that on Erev Shabbos when you lit the candle. But the ma'isa happened, it's your ma'isa, but that ma'isa happened before Shabbos. That's all fine and dandy when the ma'isa is before Shabbos. But if you set a Shabbos clock that the ma'isa is going to happen on Shabbos, and the first ma'isa is only going to turn on Shabbos in the first place, then you can't say that the ma'isa started before Shabbos. The ma'isa started on Shabbos. That's the first nidun. But again, to that, there are many persons that say that we don't pass on like this. Eish Mishim Chitzev on Shabbos. Only Benegeit in Ezekin, not Benegeit to Shabbos. And therefore, it's not a problem. The second Nidin is, Ramesha's Nidin, Ramesha is fire. No pun intended. Again, using Shabbos clocks. Why? He says, had Chazal been here, Chelik Dalas in Samach. Said, had Chazal been here at the time when they were Masak and Shabbos, when they had Shabbos clocks, they would have answered him. Why? Like Amir Lakum. It's no different than Amir Lakum. He says, maybe it's even Nichlal in the Gedder of Amir Lakum. We're going to have to find out soon. Be'ez Hashem. It's Nichlal Kenzan in Amir Lakum, and it's Asr. Certainly, Ein Lecha Zilzul Shabbos Gadol Mizeh, he says, that you're going to become the Zilzul Shabbos. There's nothing that you can't do. You have your factory going on Shabbos clocks. You have your lights going, your air conditioning going on, things turning on, things turning off. You have your pots cooking. You have your food. Everything is working with Shabbos clocks. Ein Lecha Zilzul Shabbos Gadol Mizeh. It's Asr. You're not allowed to use them. With regard to light, says Ramesha, light is already something else. He says even though in Cheshbon he comes out that there's her no makom to be mechalek. He says, however, we already see in Halacha that there's a chilek between lights, that sometimes they were, the avodim, the shvachim would come and turn and light candles on Shabbos afternoon that they should have light, and they matter that. So we see that when you get to lights, that's okay, but anything else, that's a problem. Lamais, with regard to that, using Shabbos clocks, puk chazim ayam adabar, the ilum is not choshish for that, for the most part. At least for air conditioners and for other things that fans and air conditioners and radiators and these type of things that standard things people are not choshish for. However, with regard to cooking on Shabbos, setting your washing machine to go on and clean the clothing, these things certainly, even if you have a quiet washing machine and it's not avshim ilsa, nevertheless, using your Shabbos clocks to do that, that the minhag of the ilum is taka to be machmer. Okay, the seder. Well, let's talk about mazgan and lights and things like that. So the minhag of the ilum, for the most part, is to use Shabbos clocks to set them before Shabbos. It's not a problem. How far do we go? Only for the regular things that people use, air conditioners and any household appliances, standard household appliances that are used on a daily basis, as opposed to big ones as not washing machines and dryers and ovens and what? Dishwashers, yeah, dishwashers we talk about also. What's that? Coffee machine? Remember those ovens? On Yantif. On Shabbos? To turn off, maybe. Not to go on Shabbos. To go on Shabbos, you have big problems. If you have to go on, yeah, Shia, Chazara, Nisim Lechatchila, big problems. Tatmano, Mamash, everything all together, depending on how you do. If you wrap it up, you're sitting inside. Tatmano. Very possibly. For those that learned, I don't know if anybody learned that one. Okay. That's with regard to being mechavene before Shabbos. Now, how about on Shabbos? You have your light, it's set to go off. Your air conditioner is set to go off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's very hot today. You want it to go off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Or you're freezing cold. It's not as hot as you thought it was. And you want it to go off at 1 o'clock instead of 2 o'clock. Is there any problem to play around with the pieces and move them? Now I'm talking about the standard. We're not talking about the old types of Shabbos clocks that had little pieces, blue and red pieces. I don't know if anybody remembers this. Blue and red pieces that you took out the entire piece and you stuck it into different hours. We're not talking about those. And we're not talking about the digital clocks, obviously, that they have on air conditioners and things like that. We're talking about the standard Shabbos clock that they have that has almost 100 pieces that
four for every hour of the 24 hours, and you push them in, you pick them up or push them down for if you want it on or off, and you can have the alarm, the Shabbos clock on Shabbos clock mode, or not on Shabbos clock mode, then it's on the entire time. Now, so you pushed out the pieces that it should go off until it should go on until 2 o'clock, and then it's going to go off. Can you move those pieces on Shabbos and change it? Says Rav Moshe in Yerodei Chelak Gimel Mem Zayin Ois Dalet, he says it shayach to have Isur Daraisa. Kegoyin Shoyse Shiyadalik Bein Biichur Zman Bein Bikir Zman Humalacha Vechein Sheicham Bein Biichur Zman Bikir Zman Humalacha Achkibur Malach Shein Tichli Gufo. He says if you cause it to go off later than it was supposed to, or earlier than it was supposed to, or go on or off, or go on earlier or later than it was supposed to, that's a malacha. Shaykh was a Isa Daraisa. Sasam Lai Pirish. Why is it Rasam Daraisa? What's Isa Daraisa? The worst is that it's a groma. You cause that it's going to go off at a different time. I wanted it to go off in an hour, it's going to go off in 2 hours. I wanted it to go off in 2 hours, it's going to go off in 1 hour. I was only gurim, I didn't do anything now, I caused the groma that it's going to go off there. So l'chor, you have to say that Rav Moshe understood that that's a ma'ase b'yadayim. Why is it considered a ma'ase b'yadayim? It's not exactly clear. But l'chor, that's not the way to turn on lights, on and off lights on a regular basis. It's only when using a Shabbos clock that you do that. Maybe this is the oifen how to use the Shabbos clock. The Aruch HaShabbos brings down that Rabbi Yashiv was also machmir, and he said a svaro, Rabbi Yashiv said a svaro, the Ramban says in Sefer Mitzvahs, you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. How about if you get your cows to plow on Shabbos? So you put the yoke on top of the cows and you hold it in place, the yoke in place, and the cows walk. Is that Isser Harisho? Says the Ramban, yeah, that's Isser Daraisa of Harisho. You didn't plow, your cows plowed. It wasn't even your cows, it's not your problem, it's not your cows. Somebody else's cows, you shouldn't have a problem with Vanya Nuach. Somebody else's cows. Nevertheless, it's also Midaraisa. Why is it also Midaraisa? Because that's the oifin of using, of plowing. Even though you didn't do Biyadayim. That's Ki'ilu Biyadayim. If you use the Shabbos clock in the way that it's meant to be used, and that's the way that it's going to turn off, it's planning on turning off at a certain time, and you're causing it to change, then you're doing the kibui and the havara of the Shabbos clock in the way that it's meant to be used. That's a malacha. And it mainly holds that it's aser. Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kachoso, Yud Gimel Chav Ches, he says that it's not a problem. You're allowed to change it. However, he says, it depends what. Depends what? He says certain things are not even a grama. Certain things are mutar lechatchila, and certain things are a grama. He doesn't hold that anything is a malacha biyadayim. And this is how many people are knowing halacha lemaisa, probably al pi the Shmir Shabbos Kachoso. And that is, if you have the Shabbos clock, it's supposed to, the air conditioner is on, and it's supposed to go off at 2 o'clock. Now it's 12 o'clock. The air conditioner is supposed to go off at 2 o'clock. I want it to continue going on. I want to keep the matzav, the situation, status quo, as is. That's never a problem. In other words, I can move the pieces that the air conditioner should stay on for longer. Because since it's on now, I can keep it on for longer. I'm not changing anything. There was something that was going to turn it off. I was just going to move the thing away from turning it off. For example, says Shlomo Zalman, are you allowed to close the door? It's before here in Sif Aleph, you're allowed to close the door, even though it's going to prevent the wind from putting out the candle. You're causing it not to go out. That's not a problem. There was going to be a wind. I prevented the wind from coming. There was a big barrel of water, and there's a fire coming. Am I allowed to take away the barrel? The barrel had to come here. It would break the barrel and put out the fire. Am I allowed to take the barrel away beforehand? That's just a historis moinea. That's not a maisa malacha b'chlal. Mamela, there was a little piece that was gonna change in 2 hours that's gonna cause it to go off. I just made it that the piece doesn't cause it to go off. Therefore, there's no problem. Mamela, if it's on and you want it to keep it on, you're allowed to move the piece to keep it on. If it's off and you want to keep it off, then you're allowed to move the pieces. That's not even a groma b'chlal. That's a historis moinea. That's not a problem. However, if it's a different case, you have it on, you have your Shabbos clock on, the air conditioner is on, and it's supposed to go off at 2 o'clock, and you're freezing, and you want it to go off at 1 o'clock, and therefore you move the pieces that it should go off at 1 instead of 2, that's a grama, he says, you're being germ that it goes off earlier, it wasn't going to go off, and now you're causing it to go off earlier, that's a grama, and that's going to have the klal of grama. It's only going to be mutter b'makom seida, or b'makom tzarech gadol, he says, chileshi ein b'sakana. A case of, if it's very, very cold, and we'll see that, mirat Hashem reisha involved, b'ez Hashem by mir l'afim, exactly what the gedarim are, b'makom tzarech gadol, in a chanami, you're able to do that, that has the din of grama, and that's going to be mutter, to change that. But even without that, it's mutter to move the pieces, in a case where it's on, to keep it on, or if it's off, to keep it off. The third case that we have, is, let's say, this even Ramesha says it's not a problem of kibui. Let's say your air conditioner is on and it's supposed to go off in half an hour. So you want it to stay on for the entire Shabbos. You don't want it to go off in an hour instead. So you're changing it. You put up all the pieces, it's never going to go off. So Ramesha, that's not a problem with kibui b'chol. That you're not doing anything wrong. You're not being germ that you go off at a different time, on at a different time, nothing. You're being germ that it stays status quo the entire time. It's never going to change for the entire Shabbos. He says Ramesha, that's not a problem of gram, kibui, and avara. However, says Ramesha, you have a different problem. Mukta. Those little pieces are mukta. And therefore you're not letting it move here. Question is, why are they mukta? Why are those pieces mukta? Befrat, if it's mutter to move them, there's no reason that it should be mukta. There was never iskatzoi. There was never a problem. At worst, they're a klisha malachta l'isser. It's a klisha malachta l'isser because it could cause the thing to go on and off. But it granted even has the oifen of heter that you're allowed to do it, which is this oifen. But even without that, klisha malachta l'isser is mutter to move the tzarek l'isser. And the middle, that's how Shlomo Zalman goes, that it's mutter to do it, to move those pieces. They're not mukta, and it's not a problem of kibui and havara. If you're keeping it status quo, changing it, that's a grama, and that's only mutter mokam atzarek. La halacha lemaisa, do we go like this? To use Shabbos clocks, people use Shabbos clocks before Shabbos. To change it on Shabbos, that the Aruch Shabbos brings down that even Shlomo Zalman in Yeshiva's Kol Torah, he was machmer, and he told Aylman not to do it unless Makom Atzer. The shaila is, did he really mean that or not? The Shmir Shabbos Vichalsi brings a kipshuta, it's not a problem, and Chashleim it seems like kipshuta is not a problem, you're allowed to do it. I would think, Lulei Zimistafina Amino, I wasn't there, and what? Yeah, even to stay on. Even to stay on, he said not to do it unless it's a tzarek gadol.
What do you mean to stay on for the rest of Shabbos?
No. To stay on for... Yeah. Now the shayla is, why did he ask for it? I'll tell you the truth, the hagarsha that I feel myself when I do it, and the kids are watching, it's a shtickle, sacrilegious. It's a little bit of a zilzel Shabbos to a certain extent. Per se, I'm not turning on the light, but okay, we need the air conditioner to go on for this, and then you go for this, and then you go for that. Move the whole thing around. So the shayla is when you're handling with Bachar and Yeshiva, and it just becomes a free for all, so then it's not so precious to do it. Certainly, B'makam HaTzerich, for sure you have what to be mekel, for sure. Somebody's freezing cold, somebody's whatever, it's very, very hot outside, for sure in these cases. Someone's like to move it around because you want to save electricity and other things, they shouldn't be doing these things to turn it on and off. That's already still the shabbos, but fact that those that are chayshid, Ramesha wasn't known to be a machmer. And he's chayshid for Issa Daraisa. So there is makam, we're not saying that there's not makam to be machmer. There's makam to be machmer over here. The Maisim Shlomo Zalman says that it's mutter, and I think the Minig Olam in many places is like Shlomo Zalman. In the case, however, to know that there is makam to be machmer, makam tzarech to be, you could be makam. Sif Gimel, these are short, we're just going to finish these up, because also it's Avdamu Tamir La'akum. Sif Gimel says that the Mechaber says, if you have a nair on a table and you want to pick up the table, that the nair should fall off the table, he says, you should ask a guy to do it, and the Magen Avraham, the Mishabura, say because it's a, even though it's a psikresha, Amir la'akum by psikresha is mutter. The shayla is he talking about every psikresha, Amir la'akum is mutter? Or dafka over here by kibui is because of Malachim Shech Lagufa? Or it's everywhere. I saw an interesting thing, and this is our Agdama to Amir la'akum. I hope the Arlam saw this possibly already. I saw in the Shevet Levi something they wanted to tie now, an interesting yisei. He says, L'chur, it's telling how you understand why Amir la'akum is asr. There's three pirushim why Amir la'akum is asr. The Mechaber, the Rambam says, the reason is al zilzul of Shabbos, that it's a zilzul, that if you're going to ask a guy to do it, it's going to be Shabbos, it's going to come kala be'inav, and you might come to do it yourself. That's one pshat of Amir la'akum. Another pshat of the Amir la'akum is, like Rashi says, achshash of shlichus. The maybe that we're machmer that there's shlichus lagoy lechumra, and the third pirush in Amir la'akum is because it says mitzvei chavatzech v'dabr dover that you're not allowed to do your chafatzim on Shabbos even on day of goy, you're not allowed to do your chafatzim on Shabbos. The Meila says the Shevet Levi when it's a psik ratio, when a goy is doing a psik ratio, he says lachar should be telling when it's mutter should be telling these pirushim. If you hold the shlichus, so there's no shlichus over here because when the goy does it, the goy is only doing there's no psik ratio by a goy. The guy is only mechavim for A, he's not mechavim for B. The chiddush of psikresha is by a year. But we're not going to say that his maisa with the psikresha is mesiachas back to you. Similarly, we're not going to say that mimtsoi chavatzech v'davar davar. The maisa the guy is doing it, he's doing a maisa, the malach is only coming to psikresha. That's not you doing it. You're asking the guy to do A, you're not asking the guy to do B. So those can be mutter. So however, the chashash is that you might come to do it. So over here, you might come to do this ma'isa, and this ma'isa, if he does it, it's going to be b'sigration. The chash is, like the Rambam says, that he is might come to do it, so the chura, you might still have the chash over here, if the yid comes to do it, even though Aide Goyf secretion is nothing, but if a Yid does a secretion, then maybe it's a problem. Those are just, some say that's the Avdama to Amir al-Akum, there's three Pirushim, there's many Nafkaminas. Is it going to be us to tell a guy to do Malacha before Shabbos? If it's only Al-Tamam Tzer Chavatzecha, so then there's no issue to tell a guy to do something before Shabbos. However, it's Al-Shlichus, then it will be us. If you tell a guy on Shabbos to do something after Shabbos, there's no Shlichus there, but you have him Tzer Chavatzecha. There's a common Nafkamina that's going to get to a different Pirushim, then we'll have to see Halacha Lamayisal. Sif Dala talks about using a Ner, being Meshamash B'ilon on Shabbos. Mutter laniach Ner Shal Shabbos B'Bayday Malgabi Ilon, because we're not scared you're going to be Meshamash with the Ilon. But on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it because maybe you'll be Meshamash B'Ilon. What does it mean you're going to be Meshamash B'Ilon? You might climb up the tree. Now, Meshamash B'Ilon, the truth is, Mavur and Tafu Yudal, it doesn't mean Dach in a case that you're causing the tree to move. If you're not causing the tree to move, to put the candle on top of the tree, that's also Shemesh B'Ilon, the Chazal or Gezer, that maybe you're going to come to climb the tree and pull off a branch, which is the Isser Der Eisel. The Chiddush, the Din, the Gzera of being Meshamash B'Ilon is not Dach when you're moving it. Even without moving it, hanging something on the famous Meister with the stipler in the dead of the winter, we'll leave for afterwards. And the last halacha is Sefei, Mutter Lichvois Kera Agabi Iner B'Shabbos, Kedesh Leyech is a Har B'Kerio. You let it cover over a fire on Shabbos, a candle on Shabbos, that it shouldn't catch, it shouldn't burn the roof. It says the Mishnah Berurah, however, Yizor L'Haniach Mat Avir B'Na Kli L'Haner, Demleki Nichaba Haner. Make sure that there's room in between the Kli and the Ner that shouldn't go out. What does he mean? It means that it shouldn't come down and squash the flame. L'chur, that's true also. L'chur, it's true. Some people actually are mefarish the Mishnah Berurah this way. It also means that you can't put down the Kli that should go all the way down to the bottom because then it's going to take out all the air. And in a second, it's going to burn up all the oxygen inside and it's going to go out. And that's not considered a groma because that's like taking out oil. The same way that you're not allowed to take out oil because that's its fuel, you're not allowed to take out the oxygen because that's its fuel. So forcing a Ner to go out by taking out all the oxygen would be asur. And the last halacha is the Bir halacha over here that says that putting a Kli that's going to touch, you want to put a Kli on top of the Ner, and an oven that's going to touch the roof, the Kura, the beam which is coming down, he says, the Levush says, that Negiya B'Muktza is asur. This is really a big machlek is achreinim, whether or not you're allowed to touch muksa. You're allowed to touch muksa or you're not allowed to touch muksa. Lamaisa, the Bir halacha over here brings down the grain that's mekel. Lamaisa simin shil yud, lalach lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is machriya, that you're allowed to touch muksa. The only time that you're not supposed to touch muksa is dafka something like an egg, or something which could roll, and when you touch it, it might move, it might start rolling. In such a case, you're not supposed to touch muksa, but in any other case, there's no problem with touching muksa as long as it's not going to move.